here at Trade Talk at the 2013 NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri. And Emily Meredith, Director of Communications for the Animal Ag Alliance, is sitting here with me. And first of all, tell me a little bit about what you do for the Alliance.
Well, I'm the communications director there, so I a lot of days try to put out fires on behalf of the industry, really try to correct that misinformation that's out there about animal agriculture and livestock production and eating animals for food and all that good stuff. So really no 2 days are the same, but there's been no shortage of issues this year, it seems like, in terms of having to get out there and speak on behalf of the industry with that unified voice and really correct that misinformation that's out there.
Let's specifically talk about some of those outreach initiatives that have come into play the last couple of months, specifically throughout the summer and fall. It's been a busy current events issue with animal agriculture. So kind of discuss some of those initiatives that you're putting out there to fight the fires before they get lit.
The Animal Ag Alliance has been involved with the Meatless Monday campaign since its inception, and the campaign just celebrated its 10th anniversary. And so we decided a few months prior that we were going to survey those folks, those schools, those organizations, restaurants that participate in the program, and find out why and try to really gain that information, gain that insight, and then implement a strategy. And that went completely awry when we started calling those organizations, and they were responding with very befuddled and puzzled answers that they had no idea what the Meatless Monday campaign even was, which we were, of course, not expecting, because we probably erroneously had taken the campaign at their word every time they had put out a press release or put something on their website that those organizations and those schools were actually participating. And we found just the opposite. For example, in kindergarten through 12th grade schools, over 64% no longer or never participated in the program. And when we started talking to these schools, they said, you know what, we had a ton of food waste. We had kids that were not happy with their selections, and a lot of those schools already had a variety of vegetarian options available every day of the week. So they said, you know what, it's better for us to address someone's dietary preferences on a case-by-case basis. And that's what they've ended up doing. And so those kind of staggering numbers, 64%, 47% of restaurants no longer or never participated, over 45% of colleges and universities. So those types of numbers just kept coming. So we decided to put out a report that said, hey, you know what, it's not as popular as they're making out. They're not checking their numbers, and they're really misrepresenting their campaign to the general public, and we wanted to call them out on that.
Well, definitely as part of Ag Media, when I got that press release, I was just like, it was one of the best things I read, because it is something that we've been fighting for a long time. Since it's come out, what has been the feedback?
Feedback has been very positive. I think a lot of people, like yourself, of course, are very supportive. But, you know, it got a lot of coverage in the mainstream media as well. And people were really, really surprised. And I think whenever we can do something like this, you know, a lot of reporters, and not my fellow ag reporters who I love, but I think a lot of reporters in the mainstream are so busy, it's a 24-hour news cycle, that they take some of this fact-checking for granted and they don't follow up on it. And so when there's a time where we can say, hey, you know what, you really need to do a better job, not just on this issue, but across the board of checking your facts when it comes from these groups with such a blatant agenda, you know, I think that kind of wakes people up. And I got a lot of reporters and general, you know, interested parties outside of our little ag circle that said, you know, thanks for doing this. I appreciate the insight. You know, this is good information. And, you know, thank you again for doing this.
Those who have produced the campaign, you know, years ago, have you heard from them? Have they spoke out on this to contradict your study or to in response to it at all?
Well, you know, the Center for a Livable Future has had a busy couple of months as well. So not only did they're responsible for the Meatless Monday campaigns, of course, they did put on a big birthday celebration. And I heard through the grapevine that they weren't responding to reporter inquiries about kind of our allegations. So that was interesting. But then beyond the Meatless Monday campaign, they also released a 5-year status report on the Pew Commission's 2008 report, Putting Meat on the Table, Industrial Farming. animal production in America. And so it's been a busy month for them, and we've been busy countering that because we at the Alliance pulled together the entire industry, and we said, you know what, we have been making progress over the last 5, 6, 7, 10 years in 5 key areas. We've improved food safety. We're using antibiotics judiciously. We are becoming more sustainable. We're continuing to do research so we can improve in those areas. And you know what? We also have top-notch animal welfare programs. And so I think it was high time that the industry really, you know, kind of shared some of those successes, shared some of those metrics that we're using to measure our own success with the general public. And so we put out a report on behalf of the industry that countered that Center for a Livable Future report that was, of course, very anti-modern agriculture. And, you know, in every publication I read, both reports were referenced equally. There was that balance, and that was really what we wanted to achieve, is we wanted people to know, you know, there is another side to this story, and you haven't heard it as often, but you're going to hear it a lot more.
Well, from a beef producer in Southwest Missouri and a utilizer of modern agriculture, thank you on behalf of the entire industry, because what you guys are doing is great and it helps us all out. Let's talk briefly about your upcoming stakeholders convention coming up here in May, Cracking the Millennial Code. Tell me what that means and what your goal is for this year's convention.
Well, when we really sat down and we looked at, you know, some of the responses we got from people who attended last year and some of the panels that they liked the best, they really liked to hear kind of that outside perspective. And so then this summer we saw Panera do a whole advertisement that was very anti-antibiotics that they admitted was targeted at millennials. And then we saw Chipotle, the new scarecrow video that they admitted was targeted at millennials. And the light bulb kind of went on and said, okay, we need to hear what millennials want, what that who that demographic is. You know, it's a very diverse demographic. They want a lot of different things. They say they want one thing, but then they purchase another. And so we really need to crack them wide open on behalf of the industry, so that our summit attendees walk away saying, you know what, I have a little bit of a better picture now. I know how to go forth in my business, on my farm, and really try to address any issues that are there and communicate better about what I do to a very complex demographic, but a demographic that's really fast growing and really makes up a large part of our industry's consumer base. So we need to understand what they want. We need to understand what they're looking for. And so that's all what our summit is about this year, is trying to crack that code and figure them out.
Well, I'm definitely excited to attend this year's summit coming down this spring. Once again, talking with Emily Meredith, Director of Communications for the Animal Ag Alliance here at the Trade Talk, talking with her about what they're doing and what the Alliance does to really advocate for the animal agriculture community. I am once again Jamie Johansson at Trade Talk.